Welcome to Word Labs Out Loud, your weekly writing spark on CFRC 101.9. For this week's episode, I wanted to focus on grounding, on meditation, on ways that we can cope with stress. I know that for a lot of the listeners here that are attending Queen's University and are on campus, this is exam week, this is when a lot of final essays are due, and so it can feel a little overwhelming or a lot overwhelming. So sometimes one of the best things that we can do is take a pause, take a break, take a moment, and ground ourselves. And so I just wanted to start this week's episode with some grounding exercises that you may find helpful. These are not obviously just helpful for studying. They're helpful in your everyday life, and they can be helpful too for you as a writer, as a creator, when you're feeling like your mind is too busy or your space is too busy for you to slow down and focus and just start writing. Starting off with one or two of these activities can help get you in the mindset to really focus and dedicate some time to what you're doing. So let's get started. So first of all, what is grounding? I know that sometimes meditation or mindfulness can sound a little inaccessible, a little woo-woo, a little too spiritual, if those aren't things that appeal to you. For some people, that tilt to it is absolutely fair, but there is actually scientific and psychological purpose behind it. And there are studies that have shown the benefits of grounding exercises, especially for people who tend to experience things like depression and anxiety, where it can help disrupt those automatic pathways in the brain that keep going down that looping path, that keep just repeating things mindlessly in negative cycles for you. What mindfulness does is it forces you to think as a manual activity instead of something that's just happening in the background of your brain. And so when you do that, you stop that thought from going down that path. You stop allowing that thought and you start building new pathways and strengthening the part of your brain that is sitting in the moment and aware of what's happening in the moment. And it's uncomfortable sometimes to sit and think and breathe, and shutting off your mind might seem like a relatively simple thing to do, but it's not for a lot of us. It's an exercise like any other that takes some practice. So we're going to do a little practice here today. So what is grounding? Grounding is a set of simple strategies that can help you detach from emotional pain or emotional distress, things like anxiety, anger, sadness, depression. It's basically a way to distract yourself by focusing on something other than the difficult emotions you're experiencing. It's centering, distracting, creating a safe space, or a healthy detachment. And that's the key. Grounding is not scrolling mindlessly on your phone. It's not doom scrolling. It is putting your mind in a safe space. So grounding is not in and of itself going to solve the problems of what you're going through, but it does allow you to temporarily gain control over your feelings and your thoughts and prevent them from getting worse. So think of grounding as a way that you can pause yourself before you get to a place of overwhelm, or if you're someone who tends to go into that all or nothing, black and white kind of thinking where you're like, you know, I've headed down this path and there's nothing I can do. This is your chance to say stop, pause. It gives you a chance to calm down. It can be anchoring, and it allows you to eventually return and address the problem that is triggering the unpleasant emotion to begin with, eventual also being a thing. It's getting your emotions to a more regulated place before you go back to trying to address the problem when you don't find you're in the right headspace to deal with it at that moment. And the nice thing is that grounding can be done anytime, anywhere, and no one has to know you're doing it. If you are in study hall and you put on your headphones, you can put on a meditation. If you're in the bathroom at work, you can take a couple minutes and do that. Or, you know, you're out on your lunch break, you're out on a 15-minute break. You know, if you're a parent and you're home with your kids, if they're taking a nap, just a few minutes can really make a big difference. So there's a few different ways of grounding, and people respond differently to different ones. The first one is mental, which is focusing on your mind, focusing on your thinking. The next is physical, and that's focusing on your senses, those five senses, like what do you see, what do you feel, what can you smell? And then soothing is just talking to yourself in a kind way, which I don't think many of us do enough of. So a couple examples of mental grounding can be things like describe your environment in detail. This, if you're a writer, can be a helpful practice as well. So try and do it in a way that is using all of your senses. I'm sitting in my room, the wall is eggplant, I am sitting in a blue chair, there is one white wooden bookshelf on the wall, and there's a red bookshelf on the other wall. You can describe things like objects, sounds, textures, colors, smells, shapes, number, even the temperature. I mean, it's fall, it's getting a little bit more chilly. So there's a coolness in the air here and I'm wrapped in a blanket, for example. You can do a categories game with yourself. This is one that I've done a lot. Sometimes if I'm just bored and I'm walking, I used to do this on trips as a kid as well. So think of a category like genres of movies or types of food, and then think of one for each letter of the alphabet. Again, it gives you something to think about, to make a list about, without it being too intensive. Although, you know, sometimes once you get to the like X's and Z's, it can be a little more tricky. You can describe everyday activities in great detail. Again, this is a good one for creative people, for really taking some time and thinking about things. For example, if you're making a meal, walk through each step. I am grabbing two potatoes out of the pantry. I'm placing them on a wooden cutting board. No, wait, first I'm washing them, drying them off. I'm cutting them into four pieces and I'm placing them in a bowl of water so that they can soak. So those are some mental grounding ones. Then there are physical grounding activities. This can be something as simple as running cool or warm water over your hands, noticing the difference in sensation, what feels nice, what doesn't, what your body is feeling and how you're responding to it. Grabbing tightly onto an object as hard as you can, and then releasing, noticing how it feels to have that tension, and noticing how it feels when you relax it. Touching objects around you. How does the feel of a piece of paper compare to the feeling of your desk, compared to the keys in your purse, compared to the wallet in your pocket? What do you notice about their textures, their colors, their weights, their temperatures? Some people carry a grounding object in their pocket, like a rock, a ring, piece of cloth, a fidget toy. Stretching. Stretching is really valuable, especially if we're doing things like sitting at a desk for 8 hours or hunching over and studying. I know that for myself, the more focused I get on a task, the more like a shrimp I become in the chair, the more tense my shoulders and neck get, the more I start clenching my jaw. Just making sure that you extend your fingers, your arms, your legs, roll your head around, roll back those shoulders, give your neck a gentle pull from one side to the other, and just give those muscles a bit of a release. If you're really feeling frustrated and pent up, you can also do things like jump up and down or do a couple of jumping jacks. You don't have to do a full exercise to get some of that frenetic energy out. Eat something. This is another thing that can happen when we're feeling stressed. Sometimes we forget to eat or we're not paying attention to what we're eating. And so take a moment to really savor and enjoy what you're eating. Pay attention to what it looks like, what it smells like, the texture in your mouth, the flavors, and the experience of where you're having that food. Even eating chips in the library is an experience. And focusing on your breathing. Breathing is very important. It's something we do automatically, and when we're tense, it can speed up, or we can be holding our breath without realizing it. So take a pause every once in a while to notice yourself breathing, notice yourself inhale, notice yourself exhale. There are different breathing techniques that you can use. Box breathing is one where you inhale for two counts, hold for two counts, exhale for two counts, hold for two counts, and repeat that. There are lots of different variations that you can check out and see which ones work for you, which ones provide a sense of calm, which ones are ones that feel comfortable for you to do repeatedly. And finally, soothing grounding. Again, say kind things to yourself. It's really easy when we're feeling stressed or when we're feeling pressure to start piling up those critical statements. I should have done this a week ago. I should have started this sooner. I should have paid more attention to this. Those are not helpful statements. For writers, of course, it can be things like, I'm not good enough. I'm never going to be able to write anything. Everything I write is stupid. Little things like, you'll get through this. You're a good person. This is a rough time. Be kind to yourself can be helpful reminders, because they're often true. They're often more true than the mean things that we say to ourselves. You can take some time to think of things that you enjoy, that favorite TV show, your favorite season, your favorite pet, favorite food, things that can bring you back to a pleasant thought. People you care about is another one that you can look at. Some people find that making coping statements for themselves, like, this feeling will pass, I can handle this, you've got this, girl. Don't say something that feels cheesy for you, because it's not going to do anything. But if you can find a statement that speaks to you, that can be a valuable thing to bring back to yourself. Like everything else, grounding takes practice. It takes experimenting. Not everything's going to resonate with you, but some things will. If something does, repeat it. And if you can start practicing it when you don't need it, it will be easier to access when you do need it. But that being said, there's no time like the present to get practicing those skills that can help you bring yourself back to where you are. So I hope that offers a little bit of help. Gonna continue the rest of this episode with some chill music. Just to say, you're doing awesome. You are going to get through it. Thanks again for tuning in, as always, to Word Labs Out Loud, and I'll see you next week.